Delton 跟 Vicky 他们是目前带领一个事工。
Delton and Vicky is leading a ministry right now.
他们的事工其实就离开这里大概我想半个小时到四十分钟的车程。
The ministry is the location is about 30 minutes from here.
这个地方是在这个 East Mountain.
It is located in the East Mountain.
它的这个事工的名称叫做 Rekindling.
The name of the ministry is called Rekindling.
这个地方是设备给牧师传道，还有那些在事工里面侍奉的人一个安休息的一个地方。
This is actually a place where preachers and ministry leaders can go and have a quiet time.
如果你有机会到那个地方的话，
so if you have a chance to visit that place,
你一定会很喜欢。
I bet you would like it.
因为好像世外桃源这样。
Because it is just like the Garden of Eden.
The Garden of Eden. Yeah.所以我们很高兴看到他们来到我们当中与我们分享神的话语。
So we are very glad for them to be here to share God's word with us.
那么 Delton 跟 Vicky 曾经在这个南美洲的哥伦比亚当过宣教士，一共16年。
Delton and Vicky have been missionaries in Colombia, South America for about 16 years.
他们在就是在哥伦比亚那个森林里面做宣教的工作。
Their work is in the forest in Colombia.
所以你说要那种艰苦的生活，他们都知道。
So, if you want to talk about hard times, they understand that.
那么今天我们非常高兴他们能够来到我们当中。
We're very glad that they can be among us today.
而且我看到神再次呼召他们来做今天这个事工。
And I have a sense that God has once again called them to His ministry.
那么我就把时间交给Brother Delton.
So we're going to give Brother Delton the following time.
Good morning. Okay, how close or how far away should I stand?
各位早，我应该是站在哪里呢？
In Colombia for 16 years, I was the translator.
我在哥伦比亚这个16年，我是一个做翻译的人。
So I asked Ronald. I said, "Do you want me to go fast or slow?"
所以我问Ronald, 你要我讲得很快啊，我是讲得很慢。
And he said, "I just need to hear what you're saying."
我回答他是，我只是要很清楚地听懂你讲什么。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Holy Spirit.
我的圣灵。
You.Are so awesome. You are so awesome.
你是使人敬畏的灵。
Your grace.
你的恩惠。
To fill us.
充满了我们。
Your love.
你的爱。
To be shed between us.
蕴藏着我们当中。
And felt.
我感觉到。
Not just thought of.
你的福分之外。
Thank you, God, that you sent your son not just to fix our hands.
谢谢你差遣你的儿子，不单只是医治了我们的头，
but to change our hearts.
改变了我的心。
And that from deep within,
在我们内心深处，
you could work out to change our lives.
你在我们工作改变了我们的生命。
So today we just ask that your Holy Spirit fill our hearts.
所以我很求你差遣你的灵充满了我们的心中，让我们听懂你的话语，我们与你同行。祈祷是奉耶稣基督的圣名而求。大家都看到在这个荧幕上我们看到很多经文。
And when I asked I said, how long your services go?
问他这个有多久呢？
Did it go until 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock?
我现在听到他说就是2点嘛，就到下午4点。
40 minutes.
这个到大概是40分钟。
And since it's not football season, I know you're not going to watch a game.
今天也不是打这个美式的足球，所以我肯定大家不会看这个足球比赛。
But I do want to honor your cousin.
我都很喜欢大家的跟我同在。
How many like reading the story of David?
大家有没有看过那个大卫的故事
？David has an exciting story.
大卫是有一个很那个有趣的故事。
Number seven son in a family of boys.
在里面有七个儿子。
So he's pretty low on the totem pole as far as importance
goes. 他是在那个家里面是一个很
totem pole. That's Alaska. Not very important.
并不是在家里很重要的。
I'm crossing my cultures too much.
我是这个文化的交流。
He's not a very important boy.
他是比如是一个很重要的男孩子。
Sheep herder，
他是一个看羊的。
Means he spends a lot of time with sheep。
可所以他花很多时间跟那个羊有关的。
One of the things Vicky and I have done over the years is we spent 1 year working on a sheep ranch。
我是有一年就整年呢是在那个羊那个牧场里面工作。
Sheep are dumb animals。
羊呢是很愚蠢的那个动物。
Looking for a place to die。
他是找一个地方去睡着去了。
It was a very big sheep ranch in West Texas.
在那个西德州里面有一个很大的羊那个牧场。
25 sections.
有25那个分部。
A section is 640 acres.
一个部分的话有645。
Do the math.
个亩，所以你大家可以算一算。
Thousands of acres.
有数千一个亩地。
The road 12 miles from one side to the other, going across the front.
有这边走来边横过去的有12里这么长。
And sheep hide.
羊的话很喜欢躲起来。
You have to go get them.
你要去找寻它。
Move them to where there's food.
你要带着它的那个有食物的地方。
I rode a mule that was 16.5 hands high.
我这有一个就是
16.5 hands.
16 hands.
That's the measurement from you for height.
有16个手掌这样就放过去，这么高。
I'm giving Ronald a test here. that means that standing up, I could just look over her withers. Just look over the top.
所以他这撑起来了，只能可以远远看到那个顶上面过去了。
Big.
也非常之大。
Her name is Ruth.
她的名字叫 Ruth.
She bit, bites.
她会咬。
I have bite marks on my boot.
她咬我的靴子。
Turn around, bite me. David was a sheep herder. Sheep herders don't make much money.
大卫是看羊的，看羊的不会赚很多钱。
And one day he went to the camp of his brothers who were in battle with King Saul.
所以有一天，他跟他的兄弟们一起呢，去了那个地方是所罗门王子，这刚好是打仗。
Big old Goliath, the enemy.
有一个哥利亚的一个这个巨人。
Send me a man.
他说差遣一个人过来。
We will fight.
我们来决斗。
If I win,
假如我赢了
，You become our slave.
你成为我的奴隶。
If you win,
假如你赢了
，We all will serve you.
我就是为你服务。
And it says that Saul's camp trembled.
所以整个地方就在震动了。
The scripture says that King Saul and all of the soldiers trembled.
所罗门跟他的军队一看着他几个人的话，都全部在震动。
And David hears the morning announcement.
大卫今天就听到那个宣告。
Goliath tirade.
这个哥利亚就是非常是这个巨大。
And he says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine talking about?Our God like that.
大卫就对他说：“这个腓力斯人怎么这样子讲我们的神？”
And his brothers, they mocked him, they rebuked him.
他的兄弟就讥笑他。
Well, did you come down here to see our shame?
你来这边是看到我们被羞辱。
And he said, "No, we should do something about this."
他说：“不是，我们应该做一些事情。”
Why are you standing around? Let's do something.
为什么你们都站在这里呢？让我们做一些事情。
You know the story. He went to Saul.
你知道他的故事呢？他来到那个扫罗门。
Saul put his armor on David. King Saul.
所以这个扫罗王就是弄得他的规格。
David says, I have not tried this.
我说我没有穿这种装备。
Took off the armor.
他就将那个装备再拿下来。
Got five smooth stones out of the brook.
他是拿来了有五个石头。
Went and met Goliath.
当他遇到这个哥利亚。
Put one stone in the sling.
他就将那个石头放在那个弹弓上面。
Hit Goliath in the head.
一个石头一打就打到他那个头上。
Took Goliath's sword, cut off his head.
所以那个巨人就被打到，然后下来之后，大卫将他手机就拿下来。
And the camp of Israel chased the Philistine.
所以呢，以色列这个军队呢就开始追赶这个菲利
士。
那一天是很大的一个胜利。
And if you read after that chapter.
假如你去看那个章节。
For two chapters in the Old Testament, David is a good guy.
有两章在那个旧约圣经里提到大卫是一个好人。
And the daughters of Israel sing.
所以以色列的子女都在欢唱。
Saul has slain his thousands.
所罗门的话杀人千千。
And David is 10,000.
大卫杀人万万。
And the scripture says in chapter 19,
在那个经文十九章里面提到
，Saul became angry.
所罗门就开始对大卫生气了。
Now we won't read that whole scripture, but what I want you to understand in chapter 19, what happened.
我不需要大家去看整篇那个十九章，但是我有点明白是讲是什么。
Saul begins to pursue David avidly. He really goes after.
所以所罗门就从此就开始就要追讨那个大卫。
Jonathan Saul's son,
约拿丹是扫罗的儿子。
Tries to get his dad to see how good David is for the family.
让他的父亲明白就是大卫是对扫罗是多好的。
But the scripture says an evil spirit from God came on Saul.
但是在经文里面提到的神的邪灵呢降临到那个扫罗的身上
and he tried to kill David.
扫罗就是开始要取那个大卫的命
then jump forward.
然后我们就往前看
David has to run for his life.
所以大卫呢就要逃避他的生命
so we go to chapter 27.
所以我们要到那个二十七章
and David escapes from Saul's pursuit.
大卫躲避了扫罗的追杀
and he goes and lives in Gath.
他是去了一个地方，住在这个加勒那个地方。
Okay, so would you read for us, Ronald, chapter 27, 1 Samuel, verses 3-7?
我们来看这个撒母记上的27章第三节开始。大卫和他的两个妻，就是耶斯利人亚希伦和做过拿巴妻的加摩人亚比该，并跟随他的人，连个人的眷属都住在加特亚吉那里。有人告诉扫罗说，大卫逃到加特，扫罗就不再寻找他了。大卫对亚基说：“我也在你眼前蒙恩，求你在境外的城邑中赐我一个地方居住。”无论何必与王同住京都呢？当日亚吉将史格拉赐给他，因此史格拉属犹大王。直到今日，大卫在腓力士内住了一年零四个月。
Thank you. Boy, I'm glad you're here. I could love you. David lives in Ziklag.
大卫住在史格拉。
And he has 600 men who come to live with him.
他有六百个人跟随他。
He brings his mom and dad.
他将他的父母都带过来。
They're being chased also by Saul.
因为扫罗也是追杀他们。
Have ever any of you been chased by the authorities?
有没有这个中哪一位被官方的追逐的
？I don't just mean the police car.
我并不是说表示。并不是表示警察的，他们是来得很快的。
You know, you probably, how many were not born in the United States?
在座当中有很多人都不是在美国出生的。
Okay, so you came from a country that was not here.
所以你从各个不同的地方来到这边。
When we lived in Colombia, we lived for 16 and a half years outside of our homeland.
我们在哥伦比亚这个国家里面住了16年, 就是离开了我们的国家。
So we understand what it is to be foreigners.
我明白的是作为一个外国人的感受。
So we have some, we can share some.
所以我们可以互相分享。
In Colombia, they eat rice, and I love rice.
在哥伦比亚他们是吃米，我很喜欢这个饭。
David was being chased.
大卫是被追杀。
His family was being chased.
他的家人也是被追杀。
And the men who had fought with him were also being chased.
所以那跟随大卫的人也是被追赶追杀。
From their homeland, they had to flee.
所以从他的家园里面，他们要躲避。
Okay, and they had to live in this foreign country.
所以他要住在外国那个地方。
Achish, the king of that country of Gath.
亚吉的话，他是这个那个希格莱那个王
took David in.
接纳了大卫
and trusted him.
信任他。
And David and his men would go out and attack and raid cities in the region.
所以大卫呢，跟他那个跟随他的人呢，去到处呢，去攻打别的城。
Destroying the enemies of the Lord.
他是将敌人神的敌人全部消灭。
And the scripture says that they would not leave man, woman, or child alive.
对，经文里面提到的时候啊，他攻打每一个城的话，他将所有人都杀光。
To tell the story.
就讲这个故事。
That there had been an attack. And Achish says, "This man is mine."
所以这个亚基王就说啊，这个人就是属于我的。
David, who should be royal in Israel.
大卫应该是对以色列效忠,
is an exile.
他是在流氓,
he is mine. I own him.
他现在是属于我的, 我拥有他。
Okay. So in chapter 28,
所以我们来到28章,
Achish the king says, we're going to go to war.
我们要去打仗。
You're a fighting man.
你是一个很好打的一个武士。
Take your men and go with me to war.
你带领你的属下跟我一起去打仗。
And the problem is the war was with Israel.
那问题就是他要打以色列。
So the country that he is from, his native people.
所以呢，他自己从那个地方来的。
Married to the daughter of the king.
他是跟那个扫罗王的女儿结了婚。
You remember her name, Michael?
你记不记得他的名字啊？
Was given to David because that was the gift to the man who fought with the Philistines and won.
米迦是他扫罗的女儿，是下嫁的那个大卫，是因为他有功劳，他打掉那个巨人，那个腓力士。
Michael was still in Jerusalem.
但是他的太太米迦还是在耶路撒冷。With
King Saul.
他是跟那个扫罗王居住。
Actually, Saul gave her to another man.
其实呢，扫罗王将他娶回了给另外一个人。Now
Achish is saying, "You go fight the Israelites with us."
所以亚吉王就是说，你跟我一起来攻打以色列。And
David goes, "Okay."
大卫说，哦，可以啊。Now
think for a moment.
大家想一想。If
you're David,
你是大卫。You're
called to be the king over Israel.
你现在在那个以色列王的护照。
You're living in exile outside of the country.
那你现在是在流氓中,
being chased by the king of Israel.
以色列王现在要追杀他。
And now the king of the country you live in says, you go and fight with me against your people.
所以这里你住居就是在国外，这个国外的王邀请你跟我一起来攻打这个你本身出生的国。
Wouldn't you have some terror inside?
你在里面是不是有挣扎呢?
And she'd be going, oh God, now what?
哦，你在脑洞里说，我怎么办呢?
Yes, no, so there's no big deal.
可以，我就不可以，我就这个不是个问题。
It's a big deal.
不是一个问题。
Right. And David says yes.
大卫说，好，我跟你。
Now that means he's going to take the 600 valiant fighters that he has.
所以呢，他又带着他那个600个随从跟随他一起攻打以色列。
Join with the Philistine kings.
所以跟那个腓力士那个王一起。
And go fight against his people.
去攻打以色列。
And then they gathered the armies.
所以他们呢, 就召集了他们的军队。
And in chapter 29,
在29章,
the princes of the Philistines gathered for battle.
所以他们呢, 将那个军队就聚集在一起。
Let's take a look at what they say.
希望我们来看看他怎么讲。
Ronald, please read verses, chapter 29, verses 1 through 4.
我来念是 29章第1节到第4节。 腓力士人将他们的军队聚到亚伯， 以色列人在耶斯列的全旁安营。 腓力士人的首领各是军队，化伯和谦挨次前进。大卫和跟随他的人同着亚吉跟在后面。腓力士人的首领说：“这是希伯来人在这里住什么呢？”亚吉对他们说：“这不是以色列王扫罗的神子大卫吗？他在我这里有些年日了。自从他投降我，直到今日， 我未曾见他有过错。腓力士人的首领向亚吉发怒，对他说：“你要叫敌人回你所安置的地方，不可叫他从我们出阵。恐怕他在阵上反为我们的敌人。他用什么与他的主人符合呢？岂不是用我们这些人的首级吗？从前。”
Let's read verse 6, and I want to read it in English, and you read it in Chinese. Then Achish called David, and he said to him, "As the Lord lives, you have been upright. Your going out and your coming in with me in the army are pleasing in my sight. I have not found evil in you from the day of your coming to me to this day. Nevertheless, you are not pleasing in the sight of the Lord's."
这还是我们记下第6节，亚基叫大卫来对他说。 我指着永生的耶和华此信，你是定旨的人，你随我在军中出入，我看你甚好。自从你投奔我到如今，我未曾见你有什么过失，只是众首领不喜悦。Now
therefore return, go in peace, that you may not displease the lords of the Philistines.
所以现在你可以平平安安地回去，免得腓力士人的首领不喜欢你。
So David gets told, don't go.
所以大卫说，所以大卫王被告知，你不能跟我们一起打。
The king commands David, you cannot go.
所以这个王就命令他，你不能跟我们一起同去打以色列。
You go back home.
你赶快回家去。
Go to Ziklag.
回去洗干拉那边。
Because I don't want to offend the lords of the Philistines, my people.
所以我不要得罪了我们的将领们。
Now, as they turn and they ride back to Ziklag or walk,
所以他们要回家的时候,
what do you suppose is going through David's head?
你想一想，你说大卫王， 大卫怎么想呢？
What's he thinking?
他想什么呢？ 他冒了一身汗。
You suppose he's relieved?
是不是他一定是放松下来了？
I didn't have to go fight my people.
我现在不需要跟我们同胞的对打。
Or do you suppose that he was thinking,
"Ah, man, I want to get Saul."
他也可以说，我就要去抓那个扫罗的。
Now, do you remember that on two occasions David could have killed King Saul?
你有没有记得有两个状况之下，大卫可以杀掉扫罗？
Not only did he not do it.
他并没有这么做，
but he prevented others from doing it.
他要防止其他人要杀扫罗。
He said, I will not put my hand against the Lord's anointing.
所以他就说，我不要用我的手来对我的主做对抗。
So I have to believe that David was not going, "Ah, this is bad."
所以我相信呢，大卫不会说啊，这个是不好。
But this is good.
但是这个是好的。
Now what has happened in Ziklag while they're gone?
当他们离开这个城的时候，对斯格拉这个城有什么发生呢？
Do you know?
有没有知道？
Everybody know?
Yes. 有没有知道？
The Amalekites rode in on their camels.
And?
Destroyed Ziklag. took all of the women and children.
Go for it, Ron.
这个亚玛利人攻打了一个斯格拉，然后将那个城呢收尾，带走所有的妇女小孩跟那个动物。
So David and his men are gone to war against Israel.
所以大卫跟他的下属一起去攻打以色列。
They leave their home in peace.
他们将那个家园放在后面。
And when they come home,
所以当他们回家的时候，
they find smoke and rubble.
他看见了这整个城的外浓烟笼罩。
The city is burned.
整个城呢被烧毁。
Destroyed.
完全摧毁。
Their women,
他们的妇女。
Their wives, their children,
太太孩子。
Their flocks, their herds.
他们这个畜牧。
Their goods.
所有的财物。
Wiped out.
全部的夷平。
Have any of you had that experience?
有没有在座当中有经历这个状况的？
Any of you?
有没有？
Your parents, perhaps?
你的父母也许经过。有没有？
Do you understand what it is to have everything you own destroyed?
你有没有明白的话，一下子你发现你所有的东西都被摧毁。
Can you imagine how their heart, their soul just had to be?
所以你有没有想象他们什么？他们是多伤心的？
The scripture says,
在经文是这样子说，
Chapter 30,
在30章。
It happened that when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had made a raid on the Negev and on Ziklag and had overthrown Ziklag and burned it with fire.
整个都在史格莱特当在那个大卫跟他的部属是打仗的时候，亚玛利人来到他城中，将他们整个城的收尾。
And they took captive the women and all who were with it, both small and great.
他们就将那个妇女的大小人口。
They didn't kill anyone.
都没杀一个人。然后将他们掳走。
But they carried them away and they went on their way.
所以呢，他将他们的俘虏，然后带回他们自己家乡去。
Verse 3. And when David and his men came to the city, behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive.
第三节，大卫和跟随他人都拿城，不料城已烧毁，他们的妻子儿女都被掳去。
Then David and the people who were with him lifted their voices and wept until there was no strength in them to weep.
大卫和跟随他的人就放声大哭，直哭都没有气力。
Now David had two wives that had been taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite.
大卫的两个妻，也是利人亚士卵和做过拿巴妻的加密人亚比该也被掳去了。
Moreover, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him, for all the people were embittered.
大卫甚至焦急，用众人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他。大卫却倚靠耶和华的神，心里坚固。
Each one because of his sons and daughters.
每一个人的儿女。
But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God.
大卫确实依靠耶和华的神，心里坚固。
Okay. Go to war against the Israelites.
所以他是要去打以色列。
Be rejected.
被拒绝了，所以回家。
Go home.
回到家。
There's no home.
已经没有家园了。
And his men, who are mighty and valiant men, say, "We're going to kill you, David. This was a stupid idea."
所以他出山的人说，我们要杀你，因为这个是很愚蠢的计划。
It says that they wept until there was nothing left to weep.
所以讲就是他们哭啊哭啊哭，哭得完全没有气力。
How many of you are emotional people?
在座当中也不是情感用事的人。
Is it culturally okay for men to weep in China?
在中国是不是男孩子是不是可以会哭的呢？
I have a problem.
No.
In China, I have a problem. I weep easily.
No, not in China.
Not in China?
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
男人不当轻易流泪。
Okay. I show emotion very easily.
我是一个很诚恳很丰富的人。
Sometimes I can't control it.
有时候我就没办法控制。
It says that those men, these mighty men of war, wept until there was nothing left inside to weep.
所以告诉我们，就是武士们
They emptied themselves of emotion.
他们非常的情感, 他们哭啊, 哭,
and then they turned and looked at David and they said, this is your fault.
所以他就看到大卫说,
and the Israelite way of taking care of problems is you stone the person.
所以呢,
you bury them in stones while they're alive.
所以到他们还活着的时候, 我们用石头这样的, 用那个打死,
in the New Testament, Paul was stoned, you know that.
在这个新约圣经保罗也被用石头打过。
Now what you need to realize is when the Israelites stoned somebody, they didn't make mistakes and leave them alive.
所以当以色列人用石头打死一个人的话，他就打死了，不要让他有活过来的机会。
People who got stoned died.
所以他们被石头打了，被直接被打死为止。
So that's what they were going to do to David. They were going to kill him.
所以呢，他们就决定用这个方法来打那个大卫。
Where did David find his strength?
大卫从那里找到力量。
Where?
在哪里？
What's it say?
经文怎么说？ 那是从神而来， from God.
Yes, he found his strength in God. The story goes on to say that they asked God, should we chase and follow? God said yes.
所以故事继续下去，他们就来到神面前问神，我们是不是要去救他们？神说yes.
He takes his whole army.
他带领他的整个军队。
200, one third of the group is so tired they have to stop.
有200人，三分之一这个军队里面，因为他们最近很疲惫，所以他们不跟他们一起追。
They stay behind.
所以他留,
watching out for days.
他留在后面。
They stay behind. The other 400 go and pursue.
另外400人就是继续他们那个去追赶。
They take the Amalekite camp. They destroy the Amalekites.
他将那个亚美人那个到那个营地的时候，将他们摧毁。
And they bring back all the booty, all the goods.
所以呢，拯救了他们的妻子儿女，还有将那个财物，还有将那个出物一起带回来。
And they all come back to the city.
所以他回到那个史格拉的地方。
Yeah, David was a foreigner.
大卫是一个外国人。
In a hostile country.
在一个敌对的国家里面。
When Vicky and I went to Colombia,
Vicky 跟我去那个哥伦比亚。
She was 19 and I was 20.
她是19岁, 我是20岁。
They're little kids.
我们还是年轻。
Newly married.
才结婚不久。
I offered her like McDonald's family package deal.
我想带她上那个 McDonald's 那个馆子里面吃饭。
You marry me and go to Colombia.
所以你嫁给我，我们一起到哥伦比亚。
And she said, okay.
她说可以。
So our honeymoon was in the jungle.
所以我们在这个森林里面度蜜月。
And I took her to a bamboo shack.
我就去的带着他一个用竹子盖起来的房子，
bamboo wall，
全部都是用竹子盖的墙。
And we lived there, all of our children were born in the jungle.
我的孩子全部都在森林里面出生。
Middle one was ornery, the second boy was ornery. So he refused to be born in the jungle. We had to fly to Bogota and he was born in the hospital there.
有一个呢，就是他不要在森林里面出生。 所以他带到了波格塔那个地方去医院里面出生的。
And she was in labor for 36 hours with him. It was a long story. He came out okay.
他有快速生那个差不多有36个小时。
But where we live, the Caquetá region,
但是我们住是在Caquetá这个地方,
is jungle, not forest, jungle.
完全是一个大森林。
So when you say jungle, these are trees that five men stand around like this, one tree.
当你提到森林, 每一棵树要五个人围起来才围着那个树干。
We planted and harvested crops by hand.
我们亲自用手耕种收成。
With axes and machetes clearing the land.
我们也将那个森林的地方就将它开地来耕种。
Planted with a stick. Rice field. This is dry land rice, not wet.
这个就是干的地方，他们种那个种米。
And gather the rice with a pocket knife, throw it in the basket.
我们用那个口袋的手刀刀子来割那个粟米，然后放到那个波头上，然后带回家。
Gathering rice with the baby on your shoulders.
他就去收这个收成这个粟米的时候，后面还带着他的孩子。她是一个非常坚强的女人。
I'm a very blessed man.
我是一个很有福气的人。
And where we lived, there were guerrilla. Now that's Spanish word for terrorists.
我们居住的地方就 guerrilla 是西班牙话的这个恐怖分子出没的地方。
The Revolutionary Armed Forces.
有革命军。
M19. These are the names of the rebellious groups.
他们叫 M19, 这真是革命军的一个。
There were four different rebellious groups living in the region where we live.
我们这聚居森林里面有四个不同中这个革命军都在那里。
Oh, and there was the mafia.
那还有黑手党。
Because that was cocaine producing area.
那个地方还有那个古格因的那个毒品在那边种植。
You take a stick of cocaine.You stick it in the ground. 6 months later, you have the first crop.
你拿一个棍子，像那个cocaine 哈，因搞过，根株，罂粟，罂粟应该翻译罂粟，放在那边六个月之后就有一个新的。
You harvest the leaves.
你将那个叶子拿出来。
You dry it.
然后晒干。
Put them in a mortar pestle and beat them.
然后放在一个药罐子里面去打碎。
Put it in gasoline, till it's gasoline like airplane gas.
很干的，将它干了，然后放在那个汽油里面一样的东西。
Make paste.
然后
dry that. Your powder.
然后将它像浆糊一样的将它就是烘干。
I didn't do that.
你就觉得那就很爽。
You told me. I heard your story.
我并没有这么做啊。
But a poor farmer could walk to the grocery store in a little town in the jungle in a bathing suit.
这是一个很穷那个农夫的话，就穿着那个游泳衣裳哈，他就去那个超市里面。
No shoes, bathing suit. That's it.
没有鞋子。也没有衣服，他只是穿那个游泳裤。
With a little baggie of powder.
然后带着这些粉末的。
Go to the market.
带着。
Say here. Get outboard motor, generator, refrigerator, sewing machine. Outboard motor.
Okay. 他才拿了这一袋的那个毒品。就去那个超市里面换他所需要的东西，有那个发电机啊，有其他家里用的东西。
Chainsaw，
电锯子。
Gasoline，
汽油。
Food，
食物。
And have money left over。
还有钱剩。
Go buy a boat。
买一条船。
Put all this stuff in it。
将所有的货放在上去。
Go home。
然后就回家了。
Party。
然后开始就有派对。
The problem is。
问题是
，Mafia comes and says, "You belong to us."
黑手党就跟他讲，你是属于我的。
Guerrilla comes and says, "I want your boy."
他说我要你的孩子。
14-year-old boys were conscripted by the guerrilla to be in the revolutionary.
所以14他的孩子14岁就被革命军撤，就是拿去在当军去了。
The police,
警察
，national police, stayed in a small town.
国家警察就留在一个小城市里面，他们不会到了河边，因为他们被射杀，所以他就留在一个小村
里
面。你这里看到警察的里面那个徽章，就是用金黄的用金做的那个徽章的是坐在那里。他的薪水没办法买这种衣服，因为黑手党收买了他们，所以警察并不很干净。16.5 years, 16.5 years,
God protected us. God protected us.
神一直在保守我们。时时刻刻
Never were we hurt Stuff was taken, yes. We had an attack, a guerrilla attack.
我们从来没受伤过，但是也是我们的财物有时候被抢过。
My wife, my children were protected by God.
我太太跟我的孩子一直受神的保护。
God was faithful to protect us.
神一直在保守保护我们。
And eventually we came back to the United States to live like this.
所以最后我们回到美国来过着这种生活。
But the Lord was our provision and keeper.
主是供应的神，也是保守我们的神。
Now let's go to your life.
让我们来谈谈你的生命。
Who is your provision?
他谁是你的供应者？
Who keeps you?
他谁是保守你们？
We didn't have getting that in the United States right now.
我们没有这种人在美国里面。
14-year-old boys running around with machine guns.
14岁的孩子的话带着机关枪到处跑。
Like Phnom Penh in Cambodia in 1970.
在1970年的时候，柬埔寨里面的情况一样。
You've heard, you know that history.
你知不知道那个历史？
Piles of skulls of dead people killed professors, teachers, doctors.
医生、护士、教授，他们都被杀了，然后那个头盖都堆叠起来。
Albuquerque?
Yeah, 在Albuquerque没有这回事。
Worst thing you do is get bad chili.
最不好的话，你就吃的不好的辣椒。
Yeah, maybe gangs come by.
也许有一些那个
Spring pains.
犯罪的组织的青少年那个去涂鸦的一个墙。
But you're a foreigner in a country that is not your home.
你们是外国人来到这个地方，不是你的家庭。
Who is your provision?
谁是你的供应者？
Who is your protector?
谁是你的保护者？
MX. Right? Is that your supply?
MX.
Credit card, American
credit card.
Credit card.
信用卡就是你的供应者。
Is that the supply?
是不是他供应给你呢？
And I'll take Visa, I don't get you in anywhere.
你拿Visa卡你可以到处跑。
Is that your supply?
是不是他的供应者呢？
I have my family.
我有我的家庭。
My family will care for me.
我的家庭会照顾我。
Is that your protection?
是不是你的保护者？
I have my culture, I've transplanted with me some of what was my homeland, so I have a piece of what I used to think was my protection.
我也许有根据我的文化来到这个地方，也许是我的保护者。
Is that your protection? Is that your keeping?
是不是他们保守你，我就是在保护你呢？ 是不是？
Okay, in Chinese you say no like me. How do you say no?
不是。不是。不是。不是。不是。不是。不是。不是。不是。不是。不是。不是。
Okay, so, no. In Spanish it's no.
西班牙话是 no.
My supply is the one that David found to be his supply.
所以呢，我的供应者就等于
He found his strength in God.
就是等于大卫在供应者一样，他在神的面前得到力量。
Our only strength,
我们唯一的力量，
you and me,
你跟我，
is not in our ability to think,
不是说我们靠着我脑袋去想，
better negotiators,
或者好的评论者，或者是我们更有智慧，
writer,
或者
more intelligent, crafty,
我们都很有那个智慧，很有那个手工艺方面。
Only in God.
这个都是在神里面。
When a person is a foreigner in another country,
当你聚集在另外一个国家的时候，
and again, because I was one, I know what this is like.
因为我曾经是一个外国者，所以我知道是怎么回事。
You can be liked. People can like you.
Yeah, 很多人也许喜欢你。
The native people.
就是原住民很喜欢你。
They always look just a little bit sideways.
他们还是有一点点保留。
Gringo.
哇，这些美国人呢、啊、
Gringo means money.
对，他们讲的美国人就是等于是钱。
Very rich.
他们很有钱。
And we're out there swinging machetes and axes and working with our hands, calluses.
他们就说我们跟他一样就用那个手耕种做的手的起茧。
When they shake your hand, you come up to go ahead. When they shake your hand,
当他们跟他握手
then they turn it like this.
他就将他手掌翻着去，他看你手掌是什么，有什么感觉？他没有起茧，手掌没有起茧。
They want to know if he's been working.
他知道你是不是在工作。
The way you've been working is known by if your hands are well. I got manos de señorita, little girl's hands. Real smooth.
他们看你有没有工作了，就看你手掌那个有没有指点。
When we lived in the jungle, we had calluses on all our hands. Our hands were always calloused.
Yeah, 当我们在森林生活的时候，我们的手掌都起茧了。
We look at you and go, it works. What's different about you? Our hearts, if our hearts are turned to God, even in a foreign land.
在假如我们心是向神的话，甚至我们拒绝一个外国的地方。
It is not by the strength of our work.That we are protected.
不是因为我们那个工作方面能得到的保护。
It is by the strength of our relationship with God.
还是指着我们跟神里面那个关系，这个密切的关系。
That is my only protection.
这是唯一的我的保护。
Whether I am Chinese, American, Indian, German.
不管我是中国人，是美国人，这个红斑或者是德国人。
Good, whatever you said. My culture,
我的文化。
My background, my history,
我的背景，我的历史。
Is not my protection.
都不是我的保护。
God is my protection. He is my comfort.
神是我的保护者，他是我的安慰者。
I want to encourage you today.
今天我向大家鼓励。
This relationship that we have with God.
我跟神的关系。
Not this one. Head.
不是我的脑袋。
Heart.
那是心。
That is your protection.
从心而来的就是我的保护者。那力量是从哪里来的
？Rejoice in that relationship.
我们跟神里面应该欢喜快乐。
God will add to you many blessings.Because of this relationship,
因为有了这种亲密的关系，神的祝福会临到你身上。
The favor and blessing that you enjoy as a person, as a group,
这是我们享受神所赐给我们的，就作为整体的，他降临我们的福气。
Is a result of you read it this morning in the scripture.
这是就是都从今天我们看经文里面的结果。
Your scripture reading was about the sheep being cared for.
这是关于一个羊被牧养。
The rain falling in its season.
这个雨在这个雨季的时候下来。
And God's people being protected.
神的子民受到保护。
That's my relationship.
这就是我跟神的关系。
And if your relationship is Sunday only.
假如我们的关系跟神只有一天，礼拜天。
Gotta go to church today.
今天我要去教堂。
Big smile.
做一个微笑。
Nice shower.
一个澡。
Dress nice.
穿好衣服。
Smile.
一直微笑。
Just going to church.
回去教堂之后。
Are we home yet?
我们回家没有啊。
No, I don't have a smile.
在那个微笑就拿下来。
You got a problem.
你就有问题了。
If it's only good enough for when we're together.But it doesn't last the rest of the week. It's a weak relationship.
假如我们只有一天是快乐的，但是没有整个礼拜都是如此的话，我们跟神的关系是非常微弱的。
You and I are called by God.
你跟我受了神的呼召。
To be His people.
成为他的子民。
His people.
他的子民。
A reflection of him.
我们就反射到跟我们跟神的关系。
He shines on us.
他照耀我们。
We reflect to others.
我们将那个光照耀到别人。
Who he is.
告诉他他是谁。
The more transparent that we are.
我们越来透明。
The clearer the picture of him.
我们使得神 更为清楚、
right.
是不是
If we're cloudy,
假如我们很文雏这个头面出来的话是很文雏、
right.
所以这个角色这个反射是不好的
my prayer for you,
我
as my brothers and sisters in Christ,
我跟各位弟兄姐妹这样祷告
that you can be transparent.
我们一定要透明
and the relationship in your heart,
我们在神的心灵的关系
come out through your life,
从我们生命中出来
and that God would shine through us.
神会照耀了我们每一个人
Google tells me there's 3,000 Chinese speakers in Albuquerque, is that right?
是不是我们在 Albuquerque 有大概3,000个华人
More? Okay.
Oh, 还有
Mission Field just grew
还有更多
I saw English as a language class here one day when I came
有一天我来的时候他说英语是第二个言语
The doctor told us before service that on Friday night 35 kids Chinese trip kids come to a meeting
道成弟兄告诉我在礼拜五的时候大概有35个中国小孩
Not all Christians
并不是都是基督徒
but their parents send them because you speak English
他的父母将孩子带过来因为他讲英文
right? It's not TV where you just listen
不是光是电视只能听
we have friends who came to the United States from Singapore and could not speak English they learned from the television
我们有朋友呢从新加坡来到这个地方不会讲英文他是学英文是从电视来
anybody here has to do that?
有没有人这样子说
Can you do? Huh? Look at school. Yeah? Okay, I can wonder. It's dangerous today, bad words.
今天很危险的有这个不好的言语在上面。
You are light in a dark place.
你们是在黑暗里面的光。
New Mexico has many native religions.
在新墨西哥州里面呢 很多有原住民的原住民那个不同的宗教
Darkness,
也有黑暗
Spirit worship
它是敬拜那个灵
not the Holy Spirit Spirits
不是圣灵是一种灵
Earth Spirit Natural Spirit
就是那个自然的灵
New Mexico has much New Age Religion
新墨西哥就有一个新世纪的宗教
Worship anything you want It's okay
随便你敬拜什么事都可以的。
New Mexico has many people who don't know God first hand, second hand, third hand, no relationship at all.
在新墨西哥州也有很多人还没认识神，他跟神的一点关系都没有。
Are you?
你是不是其中一个
？Their example of what God looks like.
是不是这样子
？Are you there? Are you the reflection of God to them?
你是不是活着神的形象？在他面前活在神的形象
answer is yes
你的答案是不是是的
in English we do this
英文是这样子
the answer is yes you are the example for them I pray for you that your heart will be stirred
我是为大家祷告
your heart be stirred
你的心里面很刚强
your belief in God is not just For you.
你信神不是为了你自己
If it's real, it's gotta get out.
假如是真的话应该要放出去
It comes out in action.
从你的行动里面可以表现出来
Praying for, loving on.
我们就是为这个所有为这些祷告也是为这些事情而做
Others who don't know.
其他人不知道
Church is a great thing.
教会是一个很好的事
You come together, everybody looks nice, smells good
大家都聚集在一起，都穿得很好，就是是。
The only reason for coming to church is to encourage each other to go back out where people don't all look nice, smell good, and greet each other.
这个好处是大家都来到这个地方之后呢，有这么一个好的事带出去。
Get encouraged here.
在我们这边受的鼓励。
Strengthen your heart in God here.
将我们的心灵一直的刚强起来。
So that you can live good life.
所以让我们出去传出去。
That's why.
就是为什么我们在。
You're missionaries in the United States.
你是在美国的每一个的宣教师。
All of you are missionaries in the United States.
在美国里面，你们每一个人都是宣教师。
How many knew that?
有多少人知道
？I'm not going to the IMD either. Yes, you are.
Yes, 是的，你是每一个人都是宣教师。
You are here as light.
你在这边做神的光。你不要坐在那个奔驰的车子里面，你应该是一样的可以耕种那个杜米。
Recognize your call.
认识你神的呼召。
You are called to be a reflection.
你是被神呼召出来的，反射神的作为。
Jesus Christ.
神的爱，就是耶稣基督的爱。
In the dark.
在这个黑暗的地方，
Bless you.
祝福每一个人。
Thank you.